Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The present-day Sanhedrin seeks to revive the ancient temple rituals. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The modern-day Sanhedrin, which was reestablished several years ago on the shores of the Sea of Galilee at Tiberias, is beginning to renew the ancient Jewish high court, which existed until roughly 1,600 years ago. The Sanhedrin has decided to purchase a herd of sheep for ritual sacrifice at the site of the temple on the eve of Passover, conditions on the Temple Mount permitting the Passover sacrifice being relative to other works performed at the temple. Professor Hillel Weiss, spokesperson and member of the Sanhedrin, says that the sacrifice, even if symbolic, is designed to demonstrate in a way that is obvious to all that the expectation of the temple rituals resuming is real and not just talk. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Resumption of the Passover sacrifice under the leadership of the present-day Sanhedrin is a giant step closer to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Think about this. Several years ago, when a group of religious Jewish experts in jurisprudence and biblical scholars gathered on the shores of the Sea of Galilee at Tiberias and reformed the former Jewish high court of 2,000 years ago, the Sanhedrin, no one suggested that this was more than symbolic. The announcement that the Sanhedrin will purchase a herd of sheep for the ritual Passover sacrifice is key to the times in which we are living, a time when there could well be a Jewish temple erected on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel reveals that there will be a temple once again in Jerusalem during the coming 1,000-year kingdom. That's Ezekiel chapters 40 to 46. Daniel, also a Jewish prophet, wrote 2,500 years ago that there will be a temple before Ezekiel's temple during the 7-year judgment period that is yet future. That's found in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. For this next temple, the priests are prepared and standing by. All the implements are in storage. Even a red heifer is ready for the purposes of instituting the temple activities. With the Sanhedrin in place and making ready to resume temple sacrifices, we are indeed very close to Bible prophecy being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...